Dear students, welcome to AES e-learning program. In this, we are learning comparing quantities of class 7. In our daily life, there are many occasions where we compare two quantities either by find the difference of their magnitudes or by find the division of magnitudes. When we compare two quantities of same kind of division, we say that we form a ratio of two quantities. To compare quantities, there are multiple methods such as ratio and proportion, percentage, profit and loss, and simple interest. Ratio. The ratio is used to compare two quantities. These quantities must have same units. The ratio of A is to B is written as A by B. That is, A in the numerator and B in the denominator. Example, suppose 2 and 3, that is ratio between 2 and 3, that is written as 2 is to 3 or 2 by 3. Example, in the given figure, that is height of Hina and Amir. Height of Hina is 150 centimeter and Amir's height is 75 centimeter. The ratio of heights of Hina and Amir is 150 is to 75, that is 2 is to 1. Another example, the ratio of speeds of cheetah and a man that shown in the picture, the speeds of cheetah and man, the ratio is 20 is to 20 to 1. Next concept is equivalent ratio. The equivalent ratio is like the equivalent fractions. So, how to find the equivalent ratios? We need to multiply or divide the numerator and denominator with the same number. Take an example. What is the equivalent ratio of 5 is to 20? To find the equivalent ratio to 5 is to 20, we have to multiply this numerator and denominator by the same number. Let us multiply by 2. Then the ratio will be equal to 10 is to 40. Suppose if you divide the same ratio 5 is to 20 by 5, then the ratio will be equal to 1 is to 4. Then the ratios of 5 is to 20, 10 is to 40 and 1 is to 4, they are equivalent ratio. Next concept in this chapter, that is comparison of ratios. To compare two ratios, first we have to convert them into like fraction. Like fraction means the fractions with the same denominator. Let us take an example. The ratios, that is 1 is to 2 and 2 is to 2 is to 3, are the equivalent. Here 1 by 2 and 2 by 3. Write them in equivalent denominator as 6. Then 1 by 2 is equal to 3 by 6. And 2 by 3 is equal to 4 by 6. Here it is observed that 3 by 6 is less than 4 by 6. Therefore, 1 by 2 is less than 2 by 3. Now, proportion. If two ratios are equal, then the four quantities are called in proportion. Let us take an example. A, B, C and D. They are the four quantities. If they are in proportion, then it means A is to B is equal to C is to D. That means the ratio of A is to B is equal to C is to B, or A by B is equal to C by D. Let us take example. You see, in ratio, proportions are used in making national flags. Generally, the flags are made with a ratio of 3 is to 2, that means length and breadth of the national flags, they are 3 is to 2. Not only that, even Indian postcard is in the ratio of 3 is to 2. Now, the next concept in this, that is percent. This percent is another way of comparing the quantities. Percent means per 100. Now we are going to learn converting fractional numbers to percent. to convert fractional number to percent, we have to follow the given steps. Step 1, obtain the fraction, multiply by 100 and write the percent symbol. Let us take an example. Convert 1 by 8 in the form of percent. 1 by 8 is equal to 1 by 8 multiplied by 100. That is equal to 25/2%. That is equal to 12.5%. So this is the way we have to convert a given fractional number into percent. Now let us take another example, 5 by 4. 5 by 4 must be multiplied by 100%. So that is equal to 125%. You see, if you take 3 by 4 as the fraction, what is the percent when we express 3 by 4? 3 by 4, to express this in 3%, 3 by 4 must be multiplied by 100%. Now that means it is equal to 300 by 4, that is equal to 75%. So this is the way we convert a given fraction into percent. Now the next is how to convert a decimal into percent. Let us consider a decimal number. The decimal number is suppose 0.65. So 65 can be written as 65/100 and multiply by 100%. Then it will be equal to 65%. So when we convert a decimal into percent, we must multiply by 100%, and not only that, decimal must be converted into numerator denominator form. Let us take an example. 2.1, this is can be written as 21/10 multiplied by 100%. Then the percent form is 210%. Let us take an example. It is 0.02, that is equal to 2/100 multiplied by 100%. That is equal to 2%. Next concept is converting a percent to fraction or decimal form. So here example is 25%. How to convert 25% into a fraction and also decimal form? So 25% can be written as 25/100. Then the fractional form is 1/4. When you write in decimal, this is equal to 0.25. Let us consider one more example. It is 150%. The 150% can be written as 150/100. The fractional form is 3/2 and decimal form is 1.5. In the case of 5% also. 5% means 5/100. The fractional form is 1/20 and the decimal form is equal to 0.05. The next concept in this chapter, that is increase or decrease percent. Increase or decrease percent we can find by using a formula, that is amount of increase or decrease, that means amount of change, by original value multiplied by 100 gives the percent of decrease or increase. Let us consider an example. The total marks of Charlie increased from 365 to 380 from the last year. Now here the question is, find the increase percent. Let us find what is the increase. This increase is in this question is 380 minus 365. That means increase is 15. Then what is the percentage of increase is equal to 15/365 multiplied by 100. Then this is equal to 4.10%. Let us take another example. The population of a city is increased from 5,50,000 to 6,05,000. Then Here, again, we have to find what is the increase in percent. Here, the increase is 55,000. Now, the increase percent is 55,000 divided by 5,50,000 multiplied by 100. Then that is equal to 10%. And the last concept in module 1, that is converting percent to how many? That means what is the value of the percent? That is, let us take an example. 50% of 164 is equal to 50% means 50 by 100, half means multiplication, and 164 is the number. So 50 by 100 multiplied by 164, that is equal to 82. The same way, another example is 9 is 25% of what number? Here the question is 9 is 25% of what number? Now here you have to consider the number as x. 25% of x is equal to 9. That means 25 by 100 multiplied by x is equal to 9. After simplification, the x value is 36.